Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and all of you who are joining us online. Look at this whole pew of kiddos. This makes me so happy to see all of you over here. Good morning, everybody. Just a few announcements this morning. Today is the third Sunday of May, so we're going to take up our basket offering after the regular offering. This month it's going to Agape to support the teen parent program and the bereavement meals. It is almost summertime. We are neck deep, knee deep in summer plans. That includes the offertory music. So during the summer, the choir takes a break. They don't sing the offertory. If you'd like to offer special music, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board down here in the ramp. Don't forget that tomorrow night is the women's banquet at 6 o'clock. Next Sunday is Holy Trinity Sunday, and in 2 weeks, it's graduation Sunday. We have 6 graduates that we are honoring, and the fellowship committee is Agape is hosting a reception afterwards, and we hope that you'll join us that day to celebrate our graduates. June 1st, the day before that, is the Bluegill Bash in memory of Gary Hedrick, and Hunter is hoping again to raise some money to give to the men's group to send kiddos to camp. So if you'd like to take part in that, reach out to Hunter. We have a few birthdays this week. Judy McLean, Amy Horn, and Isabel Heitman. Mickey and Carol are celebrating their anniversary, as are Debbie and Herbert. And then remembering their baptism this week, Lori Cecil, Chip Blower, Brandon Everhart, Sharon Everhart, and Joyce Shields. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Oh, Joe has an announcement. Excuse me.
Folks have started to paint items for our basket auction, and we're going to get a good start down there, but I just want to let people know what the things that people are more interested in.
Now, church camps, ours is backyard. It's ours backyard fun.
Summer fun.
Summer fun, excuse me. Okay. So church council Monday night, we decided to do summer fun and also home movie night. So we've got those two, and then the fellowship committee. I believe your basket's already done, is that correct?
No,
somebody's got one down in there.
I could.
Oh, the Joy Group. Okay. So that there's one down there that's already down there. But the other ones that Judy has taken care of a coffee lover's basket. So we've got those. The ones that seem to come out the most, other than those, were the home game night or family game night, gardener's joy, home spa, auto cleanup, and school pride. So if anyone is interested in helping or working on one of those, if you'll let me know so we don't have people duplicating baskets and things like that. But we've got a good start for those, and hopefully we'll have some of those set out next week, and we'll try to find a good place to set them up, probably in the fellowship hall, and put them on the table, and can go ahead and start getting those ready. And I will start having tickets available for the raffle tickets, and we'll explain how that's going to work when we get closer to it. But raffle tickets that you can put in 4 baskets, and June 23rd is the date, so we're going to look at either it's a taco bar or a potato bar. It might be a combination of those for the meal. So we do want everybody to come out for the fun, the fellowship, and the food. In reverse, usually it's the food, and then the fun and the fellowship take place, right? So thank you all.
Thank you, Jill.
Let us prepare our hearts for worship now as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the wellspring of grace, our Easter and our joy. Amen. Look, here is water.
Here is water of life. Hallelujah.
Immersed in the promises of baptism, let us give thanks for what God has done for us. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your voice thundered over the deep, and water became the essence of life. Adam and Eve beheld Eden's verdant rivers. Miriam led the dancing as your people passed through the sea into freedom's land. In a desert pool, the Ethiopian official entered your boundless baptismal life. At the river, your beloved son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you opened the floodgates of your reconciling love, freeing us to live as Easter people. We rejoice with glad hearts, giving all honor and praise to you through the risen Christ, our source of living water, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Look, here is water.
Here is our water of life. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Pray. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Ava. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Conrad. A lot of us are wearing red today. Do you know why we're wearing red? Anybody have any ideas? Good morning, Sawyer. We're wearing red because today is Pentecost. Pentecost happens 50 days after Easter, and it's the day that we remember and celebrate that God poured out the Holy Spirit upon all people. And we're going to read some scriptures about that when you all go to Children's Church. But I thought, maybe we could remember this morning when God gave you the Holy Spirit. And God gave you the Holy Spirit in your baptism. And so I thought maybe we could gather around the font and we could dip our finger in the water and make a cross on our forehead. Would you do that with me? Let's come over here. Can you reach it? I think so. Okay, so everybody dip your finger in here and make the sign of the cross on the forehead and repeat after me. I am a child of God. God has filled me with the Holy Spirit. Now, stay right here because I want to show you something. God has filled us with the Holy Spirit. Is this filled up? No? It only has a little bit of water. What does it mean to be filled up? It means it has to go to the top. So if we fill this up, and there might not be quite enough water in here, but if we filled this up, it would mean that the whole bowl has water in it. You put that back? Thank you, Brantley. So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, does that mean that the Holy Spirit is in us just a little bit? No, it means that we are filled up from our head to our toes with the Holy Spirit, that we are filled up with the Holy Spirit. So will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for our baptism.
Thank you for our baptism.
And thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
We love you, God. Amen. All right, you all may go to Children's Church with Susan today, who is also wearing red.
Ava, you come.
The psalm for today is Psalm 104. How manifold are your works, O Lord?
In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number.
Living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro.
And Leviathan, which you made for the sport of them.
All of them look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it.
You open your hands, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified.
When you take away their
You send forth your spirit, and they are created.
And so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth, and it trembles.
You touch the mountains, and it smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will praise my God.
May these words of mine please God.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. The epistle lesson is from the 8th chapter of Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption. The redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. yet none of you asks, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is Pentecost. It's the 50th and final day of Eastertide. It's the last Sunday that we have the Paschal candle lit until Christmas, or if there's a baptism. On this day, we remember and celebrate the first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all people. Many of you are wearing red today, and our paraments and my stole is red, to symbolize the tongues of fire that descended on that first Pentecost. It is a celebratory day. And when it came time for me to look at the scriptures in the lectionary for this high and holy day, because it's a celebratory day, I was surprised to read these verses from Romans 8 and wondered why they were assigned to Pentecost Sunday. Sure, they're about the Holy Spirit, but they don't have that celebratory tone to them. Now, don't get me wrong, I love these verses. Years ago, they changed how I think about prayer and how I pray. But they just don't seem to be quite fitting for this celebratory day, celebrating how the Holy Spirit came upon those first followers like a mighty rushing wind, how the Spirit came with tongues of fire, how the Spirit came with a beautiful diversity of languages, given to the disciples so that they could all share what God had done in Christ with all the people in their own languages. But these verses in Romans 8, like I said, they're just not very celebratory. They seem much quieter, much more subdued. In fact, they don't even talk about the first Pentecost. Instead, they talk about how the Holy Spirit is with and among Jesus' followers now. They talk about one of the most powerful and profound ways that God's Spirit is at work in the world today. Those last two verses especially assure us of some of the Spirit's most tender and intimate work. Hear these verses again. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for all the saints according to the will of God. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit not only groans with us, but for us, interceding on our behalf in the triune God's ever-living life. Yes, in these verses, the Apostle Paul talks a lot about hope, our very real hope, that our risen and ascended Lord Christ will return to earth and make all creation new, including humanity, and that in that new and restored creation, we know that there will be no more death, no more suffering, no more tears, no more pain. And as I thought more and more about it, it hit me. Maybe these readings for today, especially these verses in Romans, are much more realistic to our lives. Not every day can be a good day. Not every holiday can be celebratory. Not every Mother's Day and Father's Day is happy. Not every Christmas is merry. Because the reality is that sometimes life is so hard, and sometimes we are hurting so badly that we can't even focus on hope, no matter how very real it is. And sometimes in the midst of our suffering, the pain is so overwhelming that all we can do is groan. Maybe this is where you are on this Pentecost Sunday. Maybe it's where someone you love is on this Sunday. Because there's a lot of pain and suffering in the world. A quick glance at the news shows us that wars rage on, that human trafficking and human slavery still exist and are much more prevalent than any of us can imagine. Women are raped, children are abused. The genocide in Palestine has killed over 15,000 children as of this past week. There's also a lot of pain and suffering in our lives. Physical and mental health challenges, financial difficulties, so many losses. The loss of dreams, of futures hoped for, the loss of loved ones, broken relationships, illnesses, shocking and scary diagnoses, and the list goes on and on and on. Because the truth is that life can be so hard, and there are times when our suffering is so overwhelming that we don't know what to pray, that we don't know how to pray. Sometimes we can't even pray at all, and sometimes we don't want to pray. All we have in those times is the ability to groan. And this is the good news of Pentecost, brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit is with us in these moments, and that the Spirit groans with and for us. This verse says that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, and the way that Paul is talking about weakness in this passage, in this context, is the weakness of not knowing how to pray or knowing not what to pray for. In those times when we don't have words to pray, when you can't even put your thoughts together, or when you don't even have thoughts, maybe you don't even have words, in those moments, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. This is amazing. I mean, think about it. The God who created the entire universe, the God who sustains the universe, that same God is within you and intercedes for you. The same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit groans with you and for you when you don't know what to pray or when you don't know how to pray. This is the good news of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit isn't unmoved or apathetic to our suffering. No, the Holy Spirit is willing to suffer with us and intercede within the Trinity for us. In our suffering, God is never, ever far off. But instead, God comes alongside of us. In fact, in this passage from John today, Jesus says he's going to send the advocate. Older translations say paraclete, and that's actually the Greek word that Jesus uses, paraclete. And it means the one who is called to come alongside of you. That is the Holy Spirit, the one who is called to come alongside of us, to be with us just as Jesus was with his disciples. In your baptism, you were filled with that paraclete. You were filled with the Holy Spirit to not only come alongside of you, but to fill you up entirely. So I want you to hear, I want you to know deep, deep, deep in your bones that when you are struggling, when you are overwhelmed, when you are suffering, when you're at your weakest, when the pain you are experiencing is more than you can bear, the Holy Spirit is with you and within you and cares for you by entering into your pain and groaning with you and for you. Sisters and brothers, the truth is, life is hard and life is painful. And if it's not hard or painful for you today, it has been and it will be again. No one can escape suffering. But the good news of Pentecost is that when we are overwhelmed, when we are suffering, the Holy Spirit carries our burdens for us. When we don't know what to pray, when we don't know how to pray, when we can't even muster up the words or thoughts to pray, the Holy Spirit groans with us in inexpressible, unspeakable groans, interceding for us. God has filled each of us with the Holy Spirit. God's presence is with us forever. When you come forward for communion today to be nourished and strengthened with the body and blood of Christ, I want you to first dip your finger in the water of the font. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead, reminding yourself that in your baptism, you were filled with the Holy Spirit. And remind yourself that you are still filled with the Holy Spirit. And know that you always will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of the one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over death and fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. We pray for the church universal, for its ministries, and for the spread of the gospel. Shower your spirit upon Sunday school teachers, confirmands, and all who study your word. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For the earth, our precious home, we give thanks for the diversity of plant and animal life on our planet. Empower us by your spirit to be wise and faithful stewards of all you have made. Grace of mercy, God of mercy, God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For the nations and those who govern, give those in authority understanding hearts that they will work together to bring justice and peace on the earth. Grant all who vote in elections wisdom and discernment. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those in need around the world, for victims of crimes, for victims of sexual abuse and exploitation, for those who are incarcerated, for all who suffer in any way, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Jim, Mike, Joanna, Myra, Debbie, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For this congregation and its ministries, for those who plan and lead worship, for acolytes and communion servers, for readers and tech ministers, for all who prepare and clean our worship space, may our worship be pleasing in your sight. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We remember the faithful departed. Give us thankful hearts for those who have gone before us in the faith. And at the last day, breathe new life into our dry bones, that we might feast forever with all the saints in light. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
Let us pray together.
Generous God,
these meals you offer your very self, and give your thanks for these meals of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out in service to the world. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for the Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up to be the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us sing the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of bread. Come, eat at God's table.
Thank you.
for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Pray together. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and to serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Sister and Mrs. Dana.
As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace. Show you good news. Thanks to God.